Our candidate forum series continues in this half hour of the show with the Democratic challenger in the 10th Senate District, which covers far western Wisconsin. Shelley Moore is running against the incumbent Republican State Senator Sheila Harsdorf. Senator Harsdorf declined our invitation for a similar forum. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Tuesday, July the 26th. Senator Harsdorf is one of six Republican state senators facing a recall election on August the 9th. Two Democratic state senators will face recall elections on August the 16th. All of the state senators and all of their challengers have been invited to appear in separate half-hour forums on this show and during At Issue with Ben Marins. These forums are scheduled during this week, during the 7 o'clock hour on this show and during Ben Marins' 4 o'clock hour on At Issue. So you can ask your own questions and you can hear how the candidates stand on the issues. Your questions for Shelley Moore are welcome at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or send us a tweet on Twitter at The Joy Cardine Show. Shelley Moore is an English and drama teacher in the Ellsworth School District. She is the Democratic candidate in the District 10 State Senate race, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why did you decide to run against Senator Sheila Harsdorf?
Well, I think it's very important that our elected officials are held responsible for their actions, but also that they're responsive to their constituents. And Senator Harsdorf illustrated that that was not a priority for her, so it was important for someone to step up, and it seemed that a lot of her attacks were at the thing that means the most to me, that is our public school children and our public schools. And then as the target spread to our senior citizens and our veterans and the family farm, it became critical that I step forward and try to defend the values I believe that Wisconsinites hold dear.
Yeah. How did she demonstrate non-responsiveness, or how did she attack public schools and education?
Well, I mean, in this particular budget, of course, there's the $1.6 billion in cuts to schools. But even within the budget repair bill, obviously there's the attacks on public employees. But a lot of people don't realize there were other things contained within that bill, including early proposals to eliminate funding for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics programs, advanced placement courses, aid to our schools for some of our greatest gifted and talented programs. And so early on in this session, we were being faced with proposed cuts to some of our most successful education programs.
Senator Harsdorf, and for that matter, other Republican state senators who are challenged for recalls here, are saying that the Republicans won a majority in the last election, and they were hired and elected to make some tough decisions because of the budget deficit. Wasn't she just doing her job?
She wasn't. And the biggest reason is this. Her job is first and foremost to be responsive to the people who elected her. These are not the things that she ran on, and it's misleading to suggest that the budget that they've presented is, in fact, a balanced budget. It's balanced on the backs of the middle class of Wisconsin. That is not what they ran on. But the biggest thing is about being responsive to your constituents. That is her job first and foremost. When 23,000 people sign a petition against you, or when anybody gathers together, if 50 people sign a petition against you, it is your responsibility to try to meet with them, to understand, to redress their grievances. And these are things she's ignored, continually suggesting that these are not her constituents, that they're outside people, even though they are clearly within her Senate district. She needs to be responsive to the people in her district, to her constituents. That is her job.
Yeah. What's your reaction to the story in the news this week that the Wisconsin Education Association Council teachers are not wanting to participate in Governor Walker's education reform efforts that he's beginning?
Governor Walker has illustrated a lack of desire to work with the experts in a variety of fields. He's done that to the Department of Natural Resources. He's done that to the American Legion by eliminating from the veteran process. He's done that to educators by cutting them out of a variety of education processes. The biggest thing is this. What Governor Walker is trying to do is not new. He's actually signing on to proposals that the state superintendent of schools, Tony Evers, proposed after he was elected, and that the Wisconsin Education Association Council supported, and that they tried to meet with Governor Walker before he proposed his the radical budget repair bill. And so it's very disingenuous for him to suggest that he's trying to reach out now when they had continually reached out to him over the months right after he was elected, and he said he had no interest in meeting with them. You can't cut somebody out of a process for a long time and then say, oh, actually, I like what your ideas are. Now I want to talk to you. So these are things that educators have been working for, have been pushing to improve and continue to challenge improvements, continue to challenge people to think about improvements to education for a long time. And I know that educators will continue to do that.
Shelley Moore is our guest. She is the Democratic challenger in the 10th Senate District, which covers far western Wisconsin, including River Falls, Hudson, and Grantsburg. She is challenging the incumbent Republican State Senator Sheila Harsdorf in the recall election on August the 9th. And we have an open line for you if you have a question about the issues in this race, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Senator Harsdorf was invited but declined our invitation to participate in a similar forum this week. Dave in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Dave.
Well, good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I routinely hear from Ms. Moore and her peers how Governor Walker's gutting our school in his recent budget, but I'd like to address this issue a little bit. The National Education Association, and of course that is a pro-union teachers group, they estimate that the Wisconsin revenue per student last year was just shy of about $14,000, and Walker's K-12 budget cut was $417 million a year, so that's about a $500 per student reduction. So our revenue per student, it decreases to about $13,500, meaning Wisconsin will spend about $140 less per student than Minnesota and about $1,000 more than Iowa, two states with very respectable education systems.
All right. Look, because we have some limited time, let's get a response to that. That is, Governor Walker really didn't gut our schools. Shelley Moore.
Well, that's a misconception. Schools are funded through a variety of means, and he's misstated numbers about the per-pupil spending, both in Wisconsin and, for that matter, in Minnesota and Iowa. The truth of the matter is this, especially in Senate District 10, the average amount of spending in our very conservative and fiscally responsible school districts in this area is actually just under $10,000 per student. And the truth of the matter is that while he's looking at the per-pupil funding cuts, he's omitting the fact that the governor also cut a variety of additional school aids, including, for example, the transportation budget, which greatly affects, for example, the rural school districts in Senate District 10. You can't just pick and choose the numbers you wish to look at. You have to look at the total package. So, for example, the Eau Claire or the Hudson School District, a large school district, is looking at an additional $3.5 million in cuts on top of what they already conservatively estimated were going to be the cuts to aid, that is the $140 per pupil allotment. And so you need to take into consideration the entire package when you evaluate school funding and the entire sources of school funding. The total cuts to our schools is $1.6 billion, according to the Nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau.
All right. Dave, do you have a follow-up to that?
I do. My source...
Dave, I didn't do anything to your phone. Did you hang up? All right. Well, let's... Let's talk about how Governor Walker says that while he did cut aid to local school districts, he also gave local school districts the tools to deal with those cuts by the collective bargaining restrictions. And he touts the Kaukauna School District as being a huge success story here, that they went from having a deficit to a surplus. They're going to hire more teachers. Their class sizes are going to go down, all because they were they saved money through through the collective bargaining changes. What's your response to that?
It amazes me that Governor Walker can look at 425 school districts in the state of Wisconsin and point to the there are two that are actually changing fiscally, whereas the rest are either going down or stagnating, and say that and that is thereby going down under the because of the rate of inflation, and say that this is an improvement in the savings. He fails to recognize that schools have actually, and for that matter, educators, have been under severe caps since 1993. So schools and the rate of salaries for school employees haven't gone up dramatically. But the real piece is this. Educators and public workers accepted significant financial concessions. The reason that collective bargaining means so much more to educators, it means the ability to have a say in the curriculum in your school, and making sure that you have appropriate prep time and that kind of stuff. We're talking about administrative procedure things that people want to have a professional say in. And the bottom line is this. If he had stuck with his original proposal on which he had been elected for his plans for funding schools, and with the concessions that the teachers voluntarily made towards their salaries, with those two pieces in place, we would have been closer. But the governor stepped further than that, reducing and eliminating a lot of significant grant programs and changing the funding models so that schools do not have the means that they need to be able to fund their schools. The truth of the matter is this. He wants to continue to talk about how he's been able to do this without layoffs, and that just plain is not the reality of the case. We are seeing significant cuts to schools. We have seen significant cuts to our schools because of the fact that the state has continued to shift its aid. This is a problem that's been in place for 18 years. We need a serious change in our school funding model. But the truth of the matter is that education is not the only reason that we're facing this recall election. Education is one of the many problems facing the state of Wisconsin. And if we want to grow jobs and grow our business climate, the number one thing that we need to improve is creation of a skilled workforce, which does mean, in fact, investing in our schools, our universities, and our tech colleges. And that is the thing that Governor Walker has illustrated he has no interest in doing. And by agreeing with him wholeheartedly, Senator Harsdorf has signed on to that as well.
We're talking with Shelley Moore. She's an English and drama teacher in the Ellsworth School District. She's the Democratic candidate in the District 10 State Senate race. She's challenging the Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf, who has been targeted for recall and faces a recall election on August the 9th. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking the weather forecast quickly, it's going to be partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in far southwest Wisconsin, highs in the 80s. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are conducting another in our series of candidate forums prior to the August recall elections. Right now we're talking with the Democratic candidate, the challenger, in the District 10 State Senate race, Shelley Moore. The incumbent Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf declined our invitation to appear. And our next caller is Jeff in Prescott. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question, Candidate Moore, and again, I'm certainly not embarrassed to say that I'm a public school teacher and I live here in the 10th District. You know, one just needs to attend a school board meeting to see the difficulties that our district is now facing. Connected to Governor Walker's budget, that is an assault on public schools. But my question is, how do you respond to the relentless Republican charges that everything connected to this recall election is from individuals outside the district, outside the state. It's just been relentless. How do you respond to that? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Shelley Moore?
Thanks, Jeff. You know, it is interesting to me. I know if somebody had said to me that they had questions about my job and I was responsive to them, you know, a parent of a child I educate, the first thing I would do is sit down and talk with them. I wouldn't continually suggest that there's outside interests or whatever else. I would face the people who were questioning my job. And I think that Senator Harsdorff's failure to appear on this particular program, her refusal to appear in the open debate organized by the American Association of University Women tomorrow night, her refusal to be responsive to the citizens of Senate District 10 is exactly indicative of that mindset. It is critical that we as Americans are not only questioning our elected officials, but that we are challenging them. That is critical. That is what democracy is. And to continue to deny that those 23,000 signatures that were verified as citizens of this Senate district are people from this Senate district is an absolute denial on her part, and is really, frankly, it's shameful. It's the reason we're in this election. She really does need to stop casting these aspersions and face the citizens and be responsive and be available and answer those questions.
Our next caller is Glenn in Montello. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning. I'll get right to the point. Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. I was a Teamster for 21 and a half years, and the legislators and my bargaining unit did all the work, and I'm supposedly vested a Teamster in a retirement fund, and now there's the threat of bankruptcy hanging over the state that I work for, which is in Illinois. I've lived in Wisconsin here for 14 years now. What do you feel about that now that I'm 57, 3 years away from a small pension, that states might go bankrupt because they can't afford the retirement funds? Pritchard, Alabama, city can't pay their firemen, policemen since September.
So is that we get it. Thanks, Glenn, just because of limited time. Is that a problem in Wisconsin, Shelley Moore?
That's the irony of this whole thing. Wisconsin has been held up as the model to other states, and our pension program is fully funded. Glenn is right. We need to make sure that promises made to our employees are there when they retire. We need to make sure that we do that through fiscally responsible means, and we need to make sure that that money is there. But in Wisconsin, that hasn't been a problem, as our pension program is fully funded and, as I said, is a model for other states. And so it's an erroneous attack that's coming from other states. So,
Your response to the seemingly good news on the job creation front announced late last week, Governor Walker was referring to the 9,500 net jobs in the private sector that were created last month, saying that Wisconsin created half the jobs than the nation did.
It's wonderful that we've created jobs. Governor Walker is the only person I've ever heard of who passes a bill after the fact and then takes credit for the action that he thinks occurred. You know, the truth of the matter is that we do have a great state, and we need to make sure that we're investing in our state, and we are investing in job creation. But we need to make sure that we're planning for the future, not just for something temporary. And we need to make sure that we're creating family-sustaining jobs and jobs that are in this. I'm concerned about creating jobs in the 10th Senate District, and that's not where Senator Harsdorff, my opponent, and that's not where Governor Walker is talking about creating jobs. And so we do need to make sure that we're looking at our infrastructure and at supporting the people in the Senate district, and not looking at giving money to these outside corporate interests that do not need these excessive subsidies from the government.
And in our final minutes here, your response to Governor Walker yesterday signing the redistricting plan that the Republican-controlled legislature passed last week.
it saddens me that Governor Walker continues to want to take away democracy from the people. It seems to me that the principal concern of any elected officials should be making sure that you follow the laws that are in place and that you listen to people. Redistricting requires not just local control but public hearings, and you should be, that should be something you celebrate and embrace and encourage. Anything that's done ignoring the will of the people and ignoring the ability of people to be part of the process is ignoring democracy. First and foremost, we need to be about local control, local involvement in government, and Governor Walker does not believe in any of that.
We have less than a minute now for your closing argument, your closing statement. Why should voters in the 10th Senate District vote for you on August the 9th?
The biggest reason is this. I am not somebody who comes from some political background. I've always been independent-minded. I've worked hard to research and read everything I could on every issue. And I also believe, as I just stated, that the number one concern of any elected official is their responsiveness to their citizens. This is the exact opposite of what Senator Harsdorf has done, and that is why it is critical that we create balance in the state of Wisconsin. We're not talking about throwing over the whole state. We're talking about creating thoughtful, responsive balance. That's what we need to do. That's why you need to vote for me, and we need to vote up this radical extremist agenda of somebody who won't even appear on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Shelley Moore, English drama teacher at the Ellsworth School District, Democratic candidate in District 10, where Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf is the incumbent. The recall election is August the 9th. More candidate forums tonight between 4 and 5 on At Issue with Ben Marins, and we'll have another round on Thursday between 7 and 8.